Tomid, Perkei Mishnah Dalid. We're going now weiter in the Seder HaTomid, but we finished with the HaKrovas Korban Tomid, but we're talking now about the Keteris. So we did the Pius, a few Mishnahs ago, Chadoshim, on the fires for the Keteris. Mishazoch of the Keteris, Hoyunotel Sakaf. And now we're going to describe exactly the Kedlim and the Seder HaVoidah. Vakaf Deimel Etakiv Godel. The kaf is the kaf that was used for the keteris, was a very large kli with a very large spoon part. It was made of zov. Takiv godel shel zov machzik shloshes kabin. Now the truth of the matter is that the zman, the rishon say over here, that the zman for that ktor wasn't yet. It was only after the dishun mizbech, but the dishun menorah. But the hisaskus with preparing, in order that it should be done right away, started right now, right after the pious. So, like we said, it was a large size of this tarkiv, because shloshes kabim is, a kav is 24 beitzim, so times that by 3, it's quite a large value. The habozochoy besoichoy, there was a kli, a smaller kli, was inside the kaf gadol. Bozok is like a kaf cotton, and it was inside the kaf gadol that we just described. Molev gadush k'teris, it was full of the k'teris. V'kisu hayaloi, the bozok had a cover on it. K'min mituteles, had like a ring on top of it. Milamalon on top of the kisui. The cover was in order to protect, the keteris was very thin, so if something else could get in, so it was covered over. And it had some type of, the cover had some type of handle on it that should be able to be pulled off. This is the way the rabbi explains, that's a mitutelis, miloshin tiltel. Lamaisa, the kaf cotton was inside the kaf godel, that even if something spilled out of the kaf cotton, how much keteris was there? There was a monu b'choyoyim, we say in Peter Makteris, pras b'shachs or pras bin arbayim. So that's how much was there, and if something spilled, it should fall into the kaf godel. Misha zocha, the Mishnah continues, b'machta notl machta sakesef. The one who was zocha to the machta, which would be to stir the cholim from the mizbeach achitzen to bring the mizbeach. Remember earlier we learned in the Marochos that the keteris was taken off the second marocha, was made b'miyuchid for coals, for cholim, to carry into the kodesh. Not al machtas hakesef, he held on to the, like a frying pan, it was made of kesef, and it had a size of arba kavan, bigger than the spoon. Vol l'rosh ha-mizbeach, upina cholim helich ve'helich, he moves the cholim this way and that way. The cholim that were on top didn't catch as well. The ones that are on bottom are more fired up. V'choso, he stirs those cholim, and he takes them. Yorad ve'eron, he comes down from the mizbeach, he mixes the cholim, so to speak, l'toich shel zov, he mixes it into the machta of zov, which held three kavim, what we described before. We just described now taking it down from the mizbeach a machta of arba kavim. Now we're talking about mixing it together with a machta that was of zov of shloshes kavim, and that was the kli that would carry the gecholim into the heichal. What happened was, since the kli that he was going to carry in, which was shel zov, only had room for three, and the one that was taking them from the mizbeach was four, nispazim imenu kikav gecholim, a kav of gecholim by definition spilled out. He would turn them over and he would push them, sweep them, so to speak, la'amo. That was the stream that ran through the, that were fiery. So they were pushed into the stream that would then take them out of the Beis HaMikdash. U'b'Shabbos, you can't push them into the stream because of Malach of Kibuy. They would put on some type of kli. This is used in Mishnayos a few times. A kli nechashis, a simple kli, would be put over just to protect that the spark shouldn't spread. Also, nobody should step on the gecholim. It's derech bizui. It came from the mizbeach. Upsachter, this cover that's made out of nechashis, so it's a kli gadol machzeches lesech. It had the volume of a chatzikur. This psachter, which was used to cover over cholam on Shabbos, also had other uses. And the Mishnah tells you what it looked like, and then the Mishnah will explain why it had those. It had two chains. One of them was for dragging it. One of the uses of the psachter was to carry down the deshin that was taken out of the Beis HaMikdosh. So it's easy enough for that kli to turn over en route. So well, they had chains in this where the kohen could carry it straight. He'd be able to put the chain milamato. And another one, when it was Beresh HaMizbeach, that he'd be able to hold it with that and he'd be able to lower it down into the cholim to take out deshin, to take out. So it had these two chains, which was not necessary for this use. The Mishnah describes it. One of them was Arashu Moshech Baviyarit, for taking it down from the Mizbech that shouldn't spill over. Arashu Oichas Bamalamalon. One was to hold on top, Bishvul Shalot Disgalgal, in order that it shouldn't spill on the top of the Mizbech. And the Mishnah says, Ushlosh Advarim Hayim Mishameshes. Three uses there were for this Psachta. Kaifin Oisal Gav Kholim. It was used, like we just said, to cover over the Kholim on Shabbos. If there was a sheretz that died and was on the Ritzpah, so a Zora on Shabbos, you can't take it out. And for Kanim to touch the sheretz is a Gefer L'Chazak, because it would be mitamed them in the Zora. So they had to cover over, protect the Kehanim, whatever else was there, from Tumah. They covered it over with the Psachter. Umayridim bo'as ha'desh me'agabem ezbech, which is what we just described, the shal shalois, the chains that were on it.